On that Monday night last that Moya died, it seemed as if a sacred silence had descended for a while. The music stood still, and her beautiful harp stood silently in the corner of her room, as though, as it is here today in front of the altar, keeping its own quiet vigil of respect and honour. It was as if the silence itself seemed to sing Moya into eternity and home to heaven. But only for a short while, because in the hours and the days that followed, her home became a place again of friendship and love and kindness and light, a centre of song and deep spirituality, where tears of sadness and tears of joy mingled with memories so lovingly shared by young and old and everyone who gathered from near and far. The sound of silence was soon, and very fittingly, it was replaced by a beautiful and graceful musical celebration of a kind and a well-lived life, woven through pieces of scripture, of poetry and songs, all of which were chosen by Moya herself. From the sacred words of St. Matthew, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul." To the beautiful words of the book of Proverbs, teaching us that true wisdom begins with reverence for the Lord, and is shown in the ordinary choices that we make every day in our lives. Those words again for you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. And in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. And then music and poetry filled the air, again mostly all selected by Moya herself. In fact, all of it selected by Moya herself. That was it. The show must go on, as she said. And the show did go on. Under her direction, of course. Pieces, you know, that she chose that seemed to gather up her whole life. A yearning for California dreaming. And the brightness and joy of top of the world. And the steadfast love and just the hidden strength of the poem Scaffolding by Seamus Heaney. The haunting tenderness of Joan Baez's song 500 Miles. And then the raw, just that aching beauty of We Didn't Know We Were Ready by Talos and Oliver Arnold. I hope I pronounced those names right. Near enough, forgive me. Just to mention but a few. You know, in these past few days, grace and grief stood side by side. And in fact, they embraced and they danced to the beautiful music as memories were shared through tears of sadness and tears of sorrow and tears of joy and tears of gratitude. The Dagma Chanafaye Ihiluin and Ihiluinshin. And William Ye Maya Boesel. We matres and house. We gin balisiki. La kuerche horti ramaher. Er wire baba. Muswara nyo kunya lik mortesa kunyi. Agus he man shirik tiu na lapo. Agus er faus shal. Vi suenis lifu. Vi kunis krafach. An fokal retje. Agus in shun. Muris duldi hi. Vi shave. Agus kahudar asach. The Fokle, the Lord Babalum Durchi, Valshil and the Glory May. Exababa, Hesagum will to Kvadishan show her Madin in you, her Tranon in you. Ex that fear of Fadna Briati Hitchin. But Fokle he had a Renehishin, a Hanek of Hri Moher, a Vikrete, a Vitrumla Bron, Haganam Hirn, Hri, a Vikarhar Muil, La Buyas Buen. Briachre, Mae frys cwnius na hi hi. Mae'r fo cwyn yw on. Mae'r eichol wedan tîl sŵan tri. Ag zig mwrnyw a llanw wog i tŵs y sŵn. Yn ysig, chan nhw cwyn yw, mae'r dyrra. Ag dyrw bach sylta, ni'n cyr na sy'n yr yma tîl sio. A cri a fi loen da chredw Christi ffasta. Ag zahig, na'r dyrw tyn sy'n wes. A draichyd on the shiri acta. Mar an darna abar to dhuchi lom ag the lor shi dhuchi as she's in the flyish in ish na dhia. So those were the very first words that Maya's mother Baba spoke to me on that night when Maya died. The night when music itself stood still in reverence. Val she lan the glory me, she enticed me with her voice. It was as though a mother who knows, of course, and understands music herself. And at that very moment, broken with grief, and the family broken with grief, reached instinctively for the language of song, the language of music, the language of meaning, the language of purpose. Because at times, ordinary words just fall silent. Nial foclion an amonti. Haro foclion la corsisienu er an bron, bron an wesh, evi tanu gathromor chri. Agus yn sy'n wama ta amosyn, bisha marahanic cwy agus cael la chela, agus nar a gyfnia a wain a ha gael ompli o cyfnia nyn e fi nye slana gael aga sil sio. Fal si la na glori me, agus a phobl je, a phobl na partia, a phobl a talenion sio agus a cyfadus da, han bregar bi reta, rysyn gajira an rydyn rin maia nye vrenan. Moya Brennan, Valshi, Lena Glory, Misha, Agustissa, Agustor, Lordin, Yella Fast, and Seal Moore, Agustaware for the Midirit. Valshi Midilig, La Glory in Hyol, Valshi Mid La Glory in the Kritze, La Glory in Hinaltish, La Glory in the Karanakta, La Glory in Harjish, La Glory in the Mayasa, La Glory in Hilra, La Glory in Hiriji. Na snaihi luach warish na ligi leir, na girihe fiunta hashin, agus fonta shin, na baha sealtar talu in cho, a wunli sealsiki hen, agus a dag ogany ii, marvishi, suelki agus grasti, a horshishi hen ar foel, agus a horshi gadoonya namuri ar gri, a judi lanis aru ag blaha. A mencha mahastin cho hanyu, a phobl, o an van uisil cho, Malta ga hard na spere. O si Malta ega wal rete aga shgrifu. Cholta aga shinte. Badudi hega jisho. A ha rada biela. Ac yw shgrifu na briata lore. A maia ni vrena in Malta ega kod kjoil. Agus kritir ar ten. Ega n seal mai onrike shev kinalta at a katiki ar chrekin na krenye sho. Agus is mai marate. Bi maia She maul, vishi manla, vishi shave, even gaya higoni. Agus gras de jeg salshu, it's the sula mora lonrahashin of yeki. Ban choy, ban clunye, agus ban kedji of yenti. Maya Brennan was above all a woman of music, a woman of melody, a woman of motherhood, and a woman of mission. And she knew that her gift was from God. And she used that gift faithfully and used that gift well, allowing her voice and harp to harmonize in a wonderful way and become instruments of beauty, instruments of peace, instruments of blessing to the world. The other night there, I got I had the privilege of being given her Bible for that night. And I still have it, in fact. I'll return it. One of them, still praying a few prayers from it. But when I flicked through the Bible, there's a beautiful little prayer in it. And we mentioned this last night as well. A fantastic little prayer. And many of you know this prayer. And it's the prayer of St. Francis. And we heard it actually at the beginning as well. Peacemaker, as her mortal remains were taken into the church here. But why she carried that prayer with her in her Bible. And it states, make me a channel of your peace. Then glace shiachanadu edalawi hiarna. Sinetja wal fuag agoramangra. Sanetja will dohar dante, gogorama pardon. Sanetja will auris, gogorama kiridu. Sanetja will darahadis, gogorama solus. Sanetja will brown, gogorama ahas. A waister yaga, joni nak nirum kamor solas a el, la solas a hort. A vetekia, kamor la trishkint avalcum. Gra el, la gra hort. Or is ove hetorte ayamit. Is so farden a hort, a anmit pardon. Agus is la lindun boesa el, a henmit a shilliv na bahashiri. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. In the words of Moya's fellow musician and dear friend, Mairead Ní Uaoine, of Altan, I can't tell Mairead and show it in Jotanish. In the words of Mairead, Moira to Malishkel, she said, it was always the song for Moya, and the voice, and her beautiful, unique sound. She may be gone, but the voice will remain. Beautiful words. Moya sang for Uasal na Gazeesho, for popes and presidents, for the poor of this earth and the forgotten. Her music touched all, yet her musical talents and her music belonged to all, crossing every boundary, because in a way it spoke the language of every human heart. It found a home in every heart that cared to throw open its doors to listen, not just with the ears, but also to listen with the heart. But a quid coil agus criteart, loshtin an ahan cri luharach, ahan cri altach agus askulte, if he geri clues eishat a horto. And it said that through her voice and her gifted playing of the harp, that Moya carried the rugged beauty and that quiet strength, the ancient timeless mystery, and the rich soul of Donegal to audiences right across the world. Grin Sheeshan, she did that. And songs like In a Lifetime. She gave sound to something timeless, an otherworldly or fad Murijera. Agus Muritaluetje, Eganaspug, Niall Coll, and Durcha, Agus Bunyamid and Tartarat, Wuanis Mulye, Aspug Nijioshe, Durcha, Groshi, and the Dryhid, Eder Kredju, Agus Coulter, Agus Trina Gu, Agus Quid Kyoin, who were Gulyor Dini Lergus, Agus Tahai or Yia. That through her singing and harp playing, Moya gave expression not only to melody, but to the deep spirit, to the deep beauty, and to the soul of her people and place. In Moya Ní Bhreanán, so fittingly known as the First Lady of Celtic Music, there was something of that vision of beauty spoken of by the late John O'Donoghue as well, great Celtic poet, philosopher of our time, when he spoke of beauty as a greater sense of grace and elegance, a deeper sense of depth, and also a kind of homecoming, heart in the wall. In Moya, Donegal Person of the Year 2023, and in Clannad, awarded the freedom of Donegal in 2024, well, the beauty of our county and the beauty of its people, our people, its hills and valleys, its mountains, and Yarragulard and the Stuas can clear as call, and its wild seas and the Atlantic winds that are probably blowing on anyone outside here today. Forgive us, and also the silence of Donegal as well. In and through Moya, all of this and much, much more, the ancient Celtic soul found voice and found harp, and we're grateful. Amid Buya and family, for Moya Brennan was two sinjero, onagus boar, kriagus anim abaha, in chaul hagoni tawak tadihe, on clan astor, anat, ka clan siki henner noye, and at the centre of Moya's life was always the love of family. Her husband Tim, her daughter Aisling, and her partner Haley, agus her son Paul, agus his partner Lara, and her precious granddaughter Eden, who were the true joy of her heart always. An credu vinti faste, agus vint credu sin on her fwesgiwi, agus fi'n credu sy'n gysmyrin ti. Sia ffyr hawac da di. An stran sia rhys di hyn sio, bo si cael sy'n hor yn sio, mor y testa gyf gymaint sy'n gymynig. Agus fi'n credu sy'n ffyr hawac da di hyn mor dwrt ma. Agus dag sia larag ar y sil, agus ar y sihir yn y gilir, agus fi si gilisht o'n credu cyr na sy'n. And alongside her gift of music, Moya also carried a deep and sincere faith. It was a faith that helped just to anchor her life and to nourish her soul and to remind her that even in the midst of life's burdens and struggles and difficulties, to remind her of the nearness of God to each and every one of us and the faithfulness of God. It's midla hila an shoha niu, we skahan roin, we skahan wesh, hajilin gajaramadi anu, galoran brihar, the brihar bani and leafishin, brihar jailin, la dohas agus la okta, a wasgol jan argri. Coran lior na hagne, a holomid jan si ched leacht. Coran cha gyfni o dwyn, go wan anamahan na virein e la wa jay, that the souls of the virtuous are in the hands of God. Agus na mwyn pian na pilaji a horta bi lo ni smo. Wul anamahan na virein slan sawal si yngra jay, agus vera na brihar sio okta dwyn. Agus tesa gwenio noi gyr skarawint moritas a was a dolu. It's minig a lein mid sa scriptur. Gus gartin gia harin agus gan mid ydyr imlis. Agus sin mor a ten sail. Ielis sig an anio gwyn hwl ffod ar moes. Ach, vi moi yn sio ar labwy yn wes la tomult yn wes yn is. Agus I brae rai la gol na'r hannig yn tam. A mwynt i'r hen hart ar i. Sacar ymwnt i'n hoglwys y ffwetig i. Dyr harin si a hanal jarna. Agus cynt i a brôn agus brysiw cri ys yn wes. A hages wai yn sio, han brôn agus dwerc ili gilair y ton. Mars na scriptor yn yw, ola mid fasta o'n tiartra chyn o'n ni o Paul gyda Mateus dwi'r cha, nyr y tan chorach môr trytio gom. Agus yn cwrsi crini o gom, agus yn crediw coniis o gom. Ol yn cref rai eg gia fa mohonyi. Sheshyn, ol eitra ffoel o gyn o gia harniaw, wale buan sa gyn. Rydyn na wologwyn ar y thil sio ar tolw. Ac sy'n chyn yn tosgiau, ar di yn eisa ar gwyd sŵl, nis ardi na pian agos bwerw agos bersiw cri yn wymach y sioch yn y wol mynd, ac sy'n y marin mynd. Ar di'n sio ar sŵl, chi galtad yn sy'n y rwyacta, ac sy'n banw na bocht o spirit, ac banw na dyni cansa cynalta, ac banw locht yn dolas, na dyni wal ocrys agos tart na cora arw, locht jant yn y siachana, agus eich jarf o difa gywysiad solas. But these scripture readings that we heard read today, they don't take away our grief. But they do tell us that death does not have the final word. For the one who has lived in faith, the one who has lived in love, and the one who has lived in quiet trust in God, as our sister Maya did, there is not an ending. But a homecoming, a passing from the struggles of this world into the peace and into the joy and into the blessedness of heaven. Valshi in the glory may. A hardy, Gilana Medinarin, Egmarshin Gilish, Van Irak, Luachos, and the Tafak and the Jayhig Moye, Ogunya Ligilir, Augustunya Ligilir. Namemetorsa Huiche, Navahig Malu Mithen, Agusig Malu Diniella. La glory in Hione, la glory in the Kritje, la glory in Hinalkish, la glory in the Karanakte, la glory in Hardish, la glory in Hilre, agus la glory in Kredi. Noshin, Maraboila, Maye, Eve. The Gaster Hiller Ishmidawaye, Kjol, Bin, and Angel, Kagoshitu, agus the Lonry and Sala Shiri Art. The Marhi the Hat Kyol, a green and lini gajaw. Our man art lat, agus, ramoja chowla na glora, the anam whistle, dolwer. Amen.